The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. We are The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Let's kick things off with some crazy cash. This is $1,000 that could be yours. Mm-hmm. Grammy, do you have this hour's keyword?
I do. This hour's nationwide keyword is credit. Take the keyword credit. You have this entire hour to do it. Over to wild949.com. Enter it there. Credit is the keyword, and you might win $1,000 in crazy cash. Good luck.
Nice.
Nice.
First talk back of the day. Here we go.
Hey, JV Show. It's Kat out of Walnut Creek. I was catching up on the podcast and listening to you guys make fun of Jess for her dry hair. Rude. Anyway, Jess, I've always struggled with dry hair, and you might want to take the hair porosity test. I will DM it to you. But if you have a low porosity hair like mine, it's really difficult for it to absorb hydration, but you can research tips and tricks and products that will help. Anyway, it really, really helped me, and love you. Bye.
Wait, what's it called?
Oh, Kat, thank you so much. The porosity test.
Have you heard of this?
I've heard of people having different types of porosity in their hair.
I've never even heard of porosity.
Do you like pluck a hair out and mail it to some lab, and then they like test it by pouring a bunch of things on it?
I think you have to use water. And then I'll look at the video that Kat sent me, but I think you have to use water. And if the water just kind of doesn't soak into your hair right away, that's one type of porosity. But you guys, one day I'm gonna be a hashtag dry hair survivor.
Yeah, it sounds like Kat is a survivor, and maybe, does that give you a glimmer of hope that maybe she's found a combination of things that have prevented her hair from going up like a dry batch of pine needles, like just being a walking fire hazard because her hair is so dry?
Yeah.
So someday maybe that.
So one day you'll get there.
That could be you.
I just have to actually, you know, do the things to help it.
I don't think your hair is that bad, honestly.
I said that
because you had made a dry hair comment before.
I have, yeah.
Okay, so I think my hair is worse than yours, if I'm being honest.
I agree.
I mean, Jess.
Thanks, Jess.
Jess's hair looks like the straw from the Scarecrow and Wizard of Oz. Like, it's very, like,
I wasn't going to say it. I was trying to clean up my mess, Graham, but right, you are.
Right, sorry. I was just saying, like, yeah, it could use just a little moisture.
But you just wait and
perfect.
See. You just wait and
got
see,
it.
Okay?
Awesome.
If you learn of anything, let me know. My wife has been complaining that her hair is dried out. Ever since we moved, we have different water now.
Yes. That honestly makes a huge difference.
Get a different head.
The water, excuse me?
Get a different water head. I think that helps.
What's the different water head?
The shower head?
Isn't the water still the same that comes out of it?
Yeah, I don't know. Some people say like
it doesn't
some
just, the water
filter it through or something.
They do make the shower filter ones. I've seen those because my wife was even like, should I get one of these? I'm like, no. Let's not do that. Let's find like maybe a different.
So it's your fault.
A different product or something. I don't know. My hair is exactly the same in this water.
Oh, my God. Your hair is like an inch long. Like, yeah, you wouldn't even know.
I'm just saying, like, you know when you go somewhere and they have, like, totally different water. You stay at a hotel or something, like, and the soap won't suds, you know? Yeah. It's like the bar of soap is like, on your skin, yes. You know? It's just, like, different. It doesn't suds up. It's different. I haven't noticed any change between when we moved to now, like, you know, the way things lather up and stuff is exactly the same. But my wife is like, my hair, it's totally different now. Blah, you know, I'm like, I don't know what to
just
do.
Just get her the different head, Graham.
Yeah.
I don't want to give her a different head.
Maybe for like an anniversary gift or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's right up your, you know, something you would do.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a new shower head.
Yeah, no.
Come on.
Yeah, it's doing too much.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for
the four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Oh my God, you guys. Oh my God.
What?
The 2026 Oscars nominations were just announced this morning. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo snubbed.
No!
Zero nominations for Wicked for Good.
Oh, hell no!
The entire movie got nothing. Last year, Wicked had 10 nominations and won 2 awards, but nothing.
Ouch. That is not all that time they spend petting each other and holding hands and locked arms at every interview for nothing?
Nothing.
Wow. All right, the Golden State Warriors season seems to be at a major crossroads right now as the team gets set to take on the Mavericks tonight in Dallas. Warriors are 25-20 on the season, but with the season-ending injury to Jimmy Butler, fans are waiting for the team to make a move to stop the ship from sinking. And according to Coach Steve Kerr, big move doesn't really sound that imminent. He thinks the team can still be really competitive as is. Nope. The trade deadline is February 6th, so we'll see what they decide to do. Warriors-Mavs tips off today at 4:30.
Go Max!
We'll see clouds and patchy fog on this Thursday morning. Skies will be partly cloudy in the afternoon, and highs will be in the upper 50s to low 60s.
Nice.
Hey, Pisces besties. Hey. Your day today is going to be a 6. Oh. Betrayal in your life is looming. You need to deal with someone who is not as they appear without revealing that you're onto them. If you can't figure out who it is, you need to spend some time alone with your intuition.
Do you have one of those?
I'm on to you guys.
How do you think your intuition is?
Yeah.
Strong?
Pretty good. Yeah. My intuition?
I don't think she's onto us, Graham. I don't think she has an intuition.
Yeah. Totally clueless.
Graham, how come the horoscopes never go less than like 6?
Oh, that's I just don't want to ruin people's days.
Got it. Okay, got it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on a Friday, Junior, Baby Friday. Yep. I don't know what we call it these days. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, so I think it was earlier this week, late last week, we talked about the viral theory. People seem to think the reason why half the 49ers got injured just this last season alone is because Levi Stadium is next to this electrical substation, you know, where they train. It's right next to the training facility. Did you see what their GM said yesterday, Graham?
Yes, I did.
He said, because it deals with allegedly the health and safety of our players, I think you have to look into everything. We've been reaching out to anyone and everyone to see, does a study exist other than a guy sticking an apparatus underneath the fence and coming up with a number that I have no idea what that means? I know that a lot of games have been won at this facility since it opened, but yeah, we aren't going to turn a blind eye. He says they are going to launch an investigation. Whatever that looks like.
Whatever that means. As they turn to every expert in the field, every expert says, this is nonsense. But that is the one thing about, again, science that people need to remember. Science is constantly evolving. So if there's something, an opening for there to be a study that's run on something, and then you can either prove or disprove the theory, that's what science is. So I welcome it.
I welcome it as well. Yes,
I'm going to be honest. It's a curse. It's just a curse. That's what it is. Why? Because on Monday, who got hurt? Jimmy Butler. Who was in attendance at the game? 2 players from the 49ers.
Yeah, Kyle Juszczyk.
Oh my God, Christian they McCaffrey passed it were
there.
On.
So you're just saying they're just being there, their injury energy transmitted over to them.
But what if the energy was transmitted from the electrical substation?
How do you explain that those two guys and Christian McCaffrey being incredibly, well, let's just call it what it is, pretty injury prone throughout his career, he made it through this entire season unscathed. Right? And he got the ball more than pretty much anybody in the entire NFL. That guy got hit more than anybody. And he made it through. And Kyle Juszczyk just deals out punishment and contact. And so, he made it through the entire season uninjured. So I'm confused.
I saw a comment of someone saying, like, good, another sacrifice so that Christian McCaffrey can stay healthy.
Strong and healthy.
We'll take that. I mean, if that's true, yeah, I agree. Totally take that. Anything it takes to keep that guy healthy. Ridiculous.
I do appreciate them looking into, just because there's so many people that believe this could be the cause of it. So him even saying, like, hey, we're going to look into it and investigate, will, like, I hope puts fans at ease. A little bit.
I mean,
so wouldn't that mean?
I mean, they're still injured and they're still hurt, but at least they know that we're not being, like, ignored.
Right. But what are the explanations for the other teams this season that had more injuries than we did? I mean, we had a lot.
Wait.
To very key players. But
well, they better look into their own electrical substations.
Injured team.
Guys. Okay, so this electrical substation, it's near Levi Stadium, right? Uh-huh. What else is near Levi Stadium?
Great America.
Great America. Yeah. Who got injured there by walking on the parking lot? Selena did.
Because the electrical substation weakened my tendon.
And then you had to walk from your car all the way into the park and back.
And I was so sore the next day.
I know. 2 weeks.
And it's because of the electromagnetic currents coming from that damn substation.
I never even thought of that.
Me either.
Good theory, Jess. Well, we've cracked it. There you go. That's science,
ladies and gentlemen.
So we just prove it. Thank you.
Women in STEM.
Yep, there you go.
All 3 of us. Uh-huh. All right, Graham, what do you have here?
I got some bad news, you guys. This year's annual Winterfest has been canceled. It was scheduled for this weekend in Green Bay, Wisconsin. But because the weather is going to be too wintry, they're scrapping the whole thing. A huge cold front. I don't know if you guys have been, you know, monitoring this, but this massive cold storm is going to sweep through a lot of the United States, not us. Forecasted temperatures for this weekend in Green Bay were for minus 30 to 40 degrees when you factor in the wind chill.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't sound that bad. Dang. The event was scheduled to have winter axe throwing, snow bowling, llamas, live music, horse-drawn carriage rides, ice carvings, a winter-themed market, and a children's coloring area, and a lot of other activities. Snow llamas,
you
guys.
How do you say llama in Spanish? Just
llama.
It's not llama.
It's a double L.
Yeah, but I feel like it sounds wrong if you say llama. I actually don't even think you say llama either.
regardless, you guys, all that wintry fun just because it's going to be too cold. Do you think a place like Green Bay, Wisconsin, where it is always cold, should be able to cancel their Winterfest because it's too much winter?
No. This is what you guys asked for. This is what you crave. Otherwise, you wouldn't be having a Winterfest.
Otherwise, you guys wouldn't live there. This is
thank you.
Who you are. It's part of your identity. And to cancel Winterfest?
It's too wintry
because
outside.
Because it's too cold? A little minus 30, minus 40?
Get out of here.
Soft. This like makes me mad. I'm just sad for the people. There's going to be a lot of heartbroken kids sitting at home that were unable to throw an axe, snowball, whatever that is, and ride a snow llama. Like, is life even worth living at that point? Like,
not at
what
all.
Are you doing?
Right.
No Winterfest?
Because you love the cold, clearly, or you wouldn't live there.
It's embarrassing. Right. Do better, Green Bay. Do better.
Minus 30, though, I wouldn't go.
Minus 30? No, that's nothing to them. That's like it being 50 here.
Yeah, that's
for us.
Yeah. 50 is freezing.
It's cold, but like, we're not canceling Winterfest.
No, but I'm not going outside either. I'm not just going to like stand outside.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Freezing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. All right, Graham, take it away.
You guys, Easter almost here. And this, I should say, these are the Easter treats that you need to add to your baskets this year. Because Peeps about to drop a bunch of new flavor collaborations. You guys remember last year they dropped Breyers Cookies and Cream and Rice Krispie Treat flavored marshmallows?
Ooh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either. But they did, you guys. And this year for 2026, they said, hold my beer. We're taking it a step further. And this year they're launching Sunny D as a flavor, Pop-Tarts Frosted Strawberry, and Chili Lime Mango. Those are your new
Three brand new
Peep flavor combinations
they're
dropping.
All those things, but not in Peeps. They're going to ruin it.
Yeah.
What's there to ruin? They're already trash. Yeah. Peeps already taste like flavorless junk.
Do you think these new flavors make them any better? Has anyone tried one of the more recent viral flavors? Mm-mm.
I don't know. The online reactions on social media, very mixed. Some people very excited. Some people are like, that's disgusting. I don't know if any of them have actually tried them yet and how, like, you know, many stores these are in so far. But they are going to be on store shelves soon, if not already.
I'm grossed out.
It says and they're also bringing back other flavors that they had dropped before, which I had not heard of. Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper, baby,
it's good and nice. And then they will be, like I said, having those Rice Krispie Treats ones. Again, they're bringing those back for this year as well as cotton candy flavored. Are you guys here for any of those?
I don't want any of this, but you know what? My kids, I don't know who raised them, they love Peeps.
Is it because, we've talked about this before, everybody wants to... You think that you like Peeps because they're colorful, they're fluffy looking, they're soft, you know, and like squeezable. Everything about them.
They're cute.
From outward appearance.
Cute.
Great. Super cute. They look great in an Easter basket. All that. Oh. But then when you actually taste it, you're like, huh, there's nothing there. What? Like what?
Yeah. Agreed.
It doesn't taste like anything.
My kids love them though.
Like even Peeps? A regular marshmallow that you would buy for a s'more tastes better than a Peep.
Oh yeah. No, 100%.
I just don't understand it, but I am curious to try. Is Sunny D flavored, though?
Like,
do I really
gross.
Want a synthetic orange juice flavored synthetic marshmallow?
Like, I could do without.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that one doesn't do it for me. Pop-Tarts Frosted Strawberry? Yeah, I love Pop-Tarts Frosted Strawberry, the real Pop-Tarts, but do I need that in marshmallow form? Nah. Chili Lime Mango is one where I go, maybe finally they figured out how to give these things
that
some
effing
flavor.
That one, I don't want that one in marshmallow form.
You're right. I don't either.
That's the one that I don't.
But that's the one where I figure, like, maybe they finally added some flavor to these little
right.
efforts. You know what I mean?
I don't.
I have never gone to the store and been like, wow, you know what I'm going to get today? You know what I'm craving?
Peeps.
No.
So the Easter Bunny doesn't bring you any?
No.
Oh.
Easter Bunny.
Oh,
I don't get anything from the Easter Bunny anymore.
Oh, yeah. Skip right over your house, too.
Yeah. No kids there.
Nope.
No. No little basket set out there. Yeah, these are interesting flavor. I don't know, mashups or whatever you want to call these. I'm not really I'm out for I won't buy a peach ever again. I don't care what flavor it is.
No. Jess, we have a couple minutes before we open up the lines for these Pitbull tickets. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you would like to talk about?
Yes. Did you guys know that some people plan their pregnancies during the different zodiac years?
Zodiac years?
Yes. So you know how there's like the year of the dragon, the year pig, the all of those. Well, there is one year in particular that people typically in Chinese culture, they skip, which is the year of the goat, which is actually next year.
Wait, why do they skip it? So nobody wants to have a baby during year of the goat.
Yes, that's correct. So I saw a woman talking about this and she said that one of the main reasons is that culturally they believe that if they have a daughter during the year of the goat,
she's going to be hairy and have a beard.
No, but their daughter will have a hard life. So they obviously don't want that. So you'll see like a decline in births on the years of the goat, which is crazy.
So Whoa. That's next year.
That's next year,
so
2027.
That means guys and couples this year like are not going to be, you know, because you don't want to get busy sometime later this year
right,
and then
yeah,
have
yeah.
your kid
so get
next
busy
year.
Now before the cutoff?
Yeah.
Yeah, the cutoff is approaching very, very,
very
rapidly.
Very rapidly.
Mm-hmm. Very rapidly.
Wait, I need to, what year were you guys?
I'm year of the pig.
I have no clue. We did this one time.
Yeah, and it gave away our age.
I know.
We're not doing that.
Yeah. Oh, it was a year of some animal. I don't remember.
Like, to contrast to the year of the goat, everybody apparently wants to have a child on the year of the dragon.
How long
not that I'm a dragon or anything.
And that was, the last one was 2024, so.
So we got to wait till the next one.
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, I want to hear from goats.
What is this year?
This is the year of the horse.
Is that a what do we do with that?
Year of the horse. I think a lot of people were happy for the year of the horse.
Okay.
But just avoid year of the goat.
Okay. I want to hear from does. I Google that's what female goats are called. Does or nannies.
Yeah.
Any does or nannies, did you have a hard life?
Right.
Like is this factual? Now I want to know. I'm curious.
And when was the last other years of the goat so we know like who we're talking to?
Yes, I think the last year of the goat was, as I furiously type this in, it was 2015 and then 2003 or 1991.
Okay, so 2003,
There's some goats out there.
So leave us a talk back about how hard your life is. Detail your biggest struggles.
Or maybe you had a great life and I just want to know.
No, they'd be struggling.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones. Hi, who's this?
Andrea,
you're calling 20.
You're going to be checking
I'm
out.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to wear a ball cap.
Oh my God. That is so
You're going to have to tag us on Instagram. But yeah, you're checking out Pitbull and Lil Jon at Shoreline Amphitheater. Congrats.
Oh my God. If everyone who goes to the show wears a ball cap, do you think Pitbull would be like offended?
No, they do that at all his shows.
They do? So,
yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Wow. Hey, Andrea, congratulations. Hang on a second. Wait, this is a thing?
Yeah, people will go in groups, and they'll have the bald cap, they'll be in suits, and the glasses.
How come when we asked Jess to be Jess Bezos for Halloween and have her put on a bald cap,
that's why she kept saying, I feel like Pitbull.
I felt like Pitbull.
Yeah, but the bald cap just wasn't...
You know why? Because I got one off of Amazon, and it wasn't giving what it should have gave.
No.
It wasn't. Because I got you one, Graham, one time, and it gave what it was supposed to give.
It was full bald cap.
You're supposed to glue it a certain way.
Graham didn't glue-ish to his head, and it really? Just it looked
Yours
fine.
Look like you put a nylon over your hair, Jess.
Well, also, you don't have any hair to, like, conceal.
Yeah, but it's just the one that I got was, like, a thick, like, it was made out of human skin.
Oh!
Just kidding. But it was made out of plastic, but it, like, looked... very realistic.
It did. It looks so much better.
Yeah.
Anyways, don't forget your bald caps, people.
Yeah, get your bald caps.
Wild your way.
Stream wild.
That's the wrong sweeper. I blame Jess. I'm just going to move that here and give me 1 second. And
that's the hottest
is trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh my God. So Kim K might be a bit of a Swiftie. Now this goes without saying, this is kind of a big deal because of the feud between Taylor and Kim and Kanye. We all remember that, right? Mm-hmm. Goes back years, and that prompted Taylor to you know, reputation and the snake imagery and all that. That was about Kim Kardashian, if you guys remember. Anyway, so Kim was on Khloe Kardashian's podcast. It came out yesterday. Yes, a podcast.
She's on the podcast.
And Khloe was like, do you think people would be surprised to know that you actually listen to Taylor Swift?
Do you think people would be surprised that you listen to Taylor Swift?
I think I've said it. Yeah. I mean, it's just I have her, like, some of her older songs in my playlist. I've always thought she's, like, a super talented, great artist.
And do you like country music?
Love country music.
Let me find out. Kim Kardashian is a Swiftie. Now I kind of feel like she's always liked Taylor, but then got dragged into this mess because she was married to Kanye and, like, obviously had to take Kanye's side.
Dang.
I mean, that was a huge element of it, right?
But Taylor also was doing a bit of lying in that as well. So I don't know. But yeah, I guess Kim's always been a fan.
Wow.
Interesting. She also addressed the backlash that she constantly gets for Northwest having colored hair or these fake tattoos and piercings. She says she doesn't really listen to the criticism online.
I think that no one knows unless they're in my shoes of what I'm dealing with. So I think like the one misconception that people might have is like, oh, she's trying to be her bestie and lets her get away with a lot. Like, no, Northie actually has a lot of rules. The one area is I do let her express herself and I do let her do that. I love her for that. She really is who she is and always has been that girl.
Unapologetically.
And so like I nurture her.
I kind of respect that.
I nurture her.
But don't you kind of respect that?
Just let her express herself. Yeah. Northie, I can't. Once you called her Northie, so I couldn't get past
that. I like Northie.
That.
It's so cute.
I just like, that's one of those things that Kim's like, here's the list of names I want. And Kanye's like, here's what it's going to be. She's like, dang it. I wanted to name her Sophia or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now she's now she has to call her Northie.
But that's like, true because given the fact that like North's style doesn't really
Northie's
style doesn't really align with a Kardashian typical style, I like that she lets her express herself and doesn't just mute her down with like Skims colors.
Right. The only thing I don't like was the bustier. Okay. You know, that was just inappropriate. But everything else, the hair color, I mean, the piercings are fake except for the finger one, which I mean, weird. But okay. I mean, if I was that age, I remember being that age and not being able to do anything and like hating my parents because I wanted this or I wanted.
Yeah, and you want to rebel and be different than your parents. And
it doesn't make you a bad kid.
No, and she is going to go the opposite direction. It's just like, I also feel like we're very early into this expressing herself, and it seems like she's pushed the boundary for what a lot of parents would consider, you know, when you're piercing stuff on your hands and stuff for somebody that's her age. What's it going to be like 3 years from now? Because it feels like she's gonna have to go express herself more and bigger. And Northie has a lot of other rules though.
Yeah. Well, she actually got into like the homeschooling because Kim does all the homeschooling herself. Oh. Or at least some of it. I don't know. She has to take a brand management class.
What?
North has to take a brand management class. Yeah.
At 12?
Northie, get out of bed. Brand management class is about to start in our 14th living room.
So she's like the next, you know, the next generation of Kardashians. Wow. She's taking a brand management class. And for math, they do like real life, like budgeting and stuff, which is nice. They don't really do that in school, like going out and learning how to do some stuff.
They should.
She's totally going to turn out to be a normal, well-adjusted person.
Look, I
can tell already.
Really quick, just because we talked about this yesterday, that picture of William Shatner eating cereal while driving.
Uh-huh.
Did you see why he did it?
No.
It was for a Super Bowl ad. Yeah, he's going to be in an upcoming ad for Kellogg's, and they shot this ad for 2 days. And he says there was a moment when the photographer told him to, like, just take some publicity stills in some different locations, and that was one of them.
Oh, a publicity still. I've never heard of that before.
Either.
Go out in public and do something weird. It's a publicity still. Yes. Trust us. He still looks incredible for 94.
But he doesn't just normally drive around eating a bowl of cereal.
Does he normally drive at all? I want to know. Does he drive his own car still?
Probably
94?
Not.
Nana, my grandma, she was driving up until like 95, 96. And that was sketchy.
Yeah.
She didn't go on that. She knew her limitations. She's like, I don't go on the highway. No way. I'm like, thank you for all of us.
He still drives. Yes. Yep.
He does?
That's nuts.
According to the AI overview.
Wow.
Oh, AI.
Grammy.
All right, last night, San Francisco Giants outfielder Jung-Hoo Lee was detained at LAX. Lee was traveling into the United States from his home, South Korea, and apparently left some of his travel documents at home. Well, we know in our current reality, you have to have your papers. So Customs and Border Protection detained him. Here's where it is nice to be famous and well-connected, because shortly after, Representative Nancy Pelosi got involved and helped get him released and got everything straightened out, which I imagine literally Jung-Hoo Lee must have called somebody with the Giants and then somebody at the, you know, one of the Giants brass then immediately called straight to the top, basically got Pelosi on the phone.
Nice.
And then everything got fixed. If only those luxuries were afforded to our average other residents of the United States, which they're not. Lee traveling in for the Giants Fan Fest tour, you guys, which is in San Ramon this Saturday. He's going to be appearing there alongside a new manager, Tony Vitello, Landon Roop, Logan Webb, and a bunch of other players. So a shout out to everybody that's going to go to Fan Fest in San Ramon this Saturday. Jung-Hoo Lee will be there. Thanks to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, well, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, getting him undetained.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Before we get to What the Bleep, a couple things we were just talking about. We were talking about Kim K on Khloé's podcast. It came out yesterday, and she talked a lot about Northy.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Edmila from San Jose. Happy Thursday. I just had a quick comment about Kim Kardashian and Northy. So I let my daughter express herself as well. Luckily, she has not expressed herself in the way that Northy has, but I feel like maybe it's just different because she's in the spotlight. And as far as homeschooling them in the business management class, I love that. I love that. You guys, there's a school in Texas that only gives kids like 2 hours of like regular lecture, and the rest is like stuff like that.
Wow.
I do like that.
Yeah, the school part of it?
Yeah. I just think it's more realistic.
Yeah, I mean, anything schools can be doing to help prepare our kids for the real world, right. I'm all for it. But it obviously has to be a balance. And I'm sure Northy's homeschooling about business management a little different, because that professor or teacher, whoever, tutor, whoever's bought in there is like, look, you're about to have, and may already have about $50 million in the bank. So here's what you're going to want to do with it. You know, like her lessons are probably slightly different than the rest of our
it's
norms.
It's not how to start
like,
a business from the ground
here's
up.
Here's how to open a checking account. You know, that's what we should be teaching the rest of us. Hers is a little different. It's like, you should be investing in this.
The other thing we were talking about a little earlier is Peeps dropping some new flavors for Easter.
Good morning, JV crew. Happy Friday, Junior. This is Anthony out of Hollister. I just want to talk about that Peeps that you guys just mentioned. I have tried the Dr. Pepper, and I have tried the cotton candy. They're good. Pretty good. I don't know about the other flavors, though. But give them a chance. After all, they are classic.
Classic, yes.
Disgusting, also yes.
Yeah, and the new flavors launched this year. The Dr. Pepper and the other one he mentioned there came out, I think, last year. The new ones for this season, Sunny D, Pop-Tarts Frosted Strawberry, and Chili Lime
None
Mango
of that sounds Peeps. Good to me. I'm sorry. I think I'm just going to pass on all of it.
Yeah, I think I am out.
All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. As always, you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. When you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Sure.
Don't you love it when you can finish a in just a few minutes?
No.
When you're done with it, you can.
Yeah, the quicker the better. I got other things to do.
Why not draw it out a little bit?
Because it's a lot.
Okay. All right. Fine. Disappointed over here. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, people, this is a family show. So whatever that bleeped out word is always something we can play on the air. It's PG. It's family friendly. When you have your guests ready, you whip out your iHeartRadio app. You hit the talkback mic button. You have to be streaming Wild 94.9. There's still some people that are like, they're in my DMs. How do I leave a talkback? I'm like, no worries. Very simple. But you have to be streaming Wild 94.9 on the iHeartRadio app. And then there's a talkback mic button there. You hit that button, and it allows you to record a message that comes straight to us. So leave us your name and your city on that message, along with what you think the answer is.
Mm.
And you can win a JV Show Chug Mug.
That's right. And get those guesses in now, because we are going to play some of them next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. Just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here is today's clip in case you missed it.
Don't you love it when you can finish a in just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Let me get on with my day.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or let me go to bed.
Tired.
Big Mama wants to go to sleep.
Let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show.
Good morning, Jamie Show. My name is Annie from Vallejo. My guess to the bleep out word is workout.
Workout in just a few minutes.
That's a popular guess this morning. I think there is something to that. Get your workout done. Just get it done faster. I saw this study one time. It was like these two identical twins, and one of them went to the gym, you know, for an hour plus every day, and the other one went to the gym every day for 20 minutes, and they showed what they looked like at the end of the year. Guess what? Spoiler alert. They looked exactly the same. Just get in there and kick ass for 20 minutes and get out of there. That's better than nothing, and everybody's got 20 minutes in a day or 25 minutes. You don't need to be at the gym and be one of these people standing around that moves in there with their gym bag and their water bottle and their gloves and their other backpack and their thing and live there for an hour and a half. You don't need to do that.
Graham just doesn't want you in the gym because he wants the gym to be empty.
I'm not that.
This is another part of your plot.
Yeah. That's been my running joke for the part of this year, but I'm being serious about that part. Everybody's got 20 minutes, 25 minutes in their day, 10 minutes, whatever it is. The results will still occur.
I don't know. I think when I used to work out, I need at least like that whole hour.
That's what you think. That's what you think.
Well, that's also what I paid for with my training.
Well, yeah. So. We want to get your money's worth.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Alana from San Leandro. Happy Friday, Junior. My guess for the bleep.word is shower. Thank you. Bye.
Shower.
There's another popular guess this morning. How many minutes do you spend in the shower?
Like 10. I'm here for the fast showers.
I could do 15, though, because it's so cold lately. I just want to stay in there.
Oh, yeah. If it's freezing, I stay a little longer.
Yeah, I stay for like 20, 30, 40 minutes.
Just, 40 minutes.
Just to warm up, you guys. It's so cold.
Hi, my name is Christopher from San Jose, and I think to bleep that word is meal.
Meal. That's another popular guest, Christopher. Thank you for playing along.
It's a great guest.
Are you guys slow eaters?
No.
It depends.
Okay.
I think at a restaurant, I'm always slow for whatever reason. At home, I just, I'm like the fastest eater ever.
Me too. That plate hits the table and it's already gone. I feel like if I'm at a restaurant or like a meal with other people, I have to purposefully slow myself down so I'm not just sitting there watching people eat for the next 20 minutes.
Maybe that's what it is. All right. Great guesses so far, but not the correct one yet. If you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. We are going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are just trying to give you this JV Show chug mug. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word this morning. Here is today's clip in case you missed it.
Don't you love it when you can finish in just a few minutes?
I do.
Tell me about it.
Plus, you feel like good about yourself. Like, man.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, I did that. I did that. all right, let's go to your talk back. See if anybody got it right. This is a family show, Graham. You don't even know what we're talking about.
Okay.
Good morning, JV Show. This one was a little tricky. This is Kristen out of Oakland. I'm going to guess chore. I would love to finish a chore in a few minutes, Jess.
Yeah. Oh. The dishes so fast, that'd and you're like, amazing. I did that.
I did that. What am I going to do with all my newfound free time? That was a very popular guest this morning. Sure.
Great guest.
Got it.
Hi, it's Brooklyn from Danville, and I think the bleeped out word is puzzle. Bye.
No one's ever done a puzzle in a few minutes.
Well, it depends what kind of puzzle.
Oh, yeah, toddler's puzzles, yeah.
Yeah, you can crank those out real fast. Or like
why
some
are they
other,
so slow? I'm like, come on, guys, get it together.
I'm like, word puzzle or something. I don't know. Some of those are short, okay. But yeah, big thousand-piece puzzle?
No.
You're there for months.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Van from Milpitas, and I think the bleeped out word is Aaron.
Aaron. Another very popular guest this morning. Mm-hmm. Not it.
Good morning, Yana from Fairfield. Second try, I think the word is email. Have a good day.
Oh, that's a good guess, but not the right one. Did nobody get it this morning, Graham?
Nobody. This is 2 days in a row, people. Hello, what is happening
what
in 2026?
What is going on? All right, so here's today's clip, unbleeped.
Don't you love it when you can finish a meeting in just a few minutes?
Yes, that's the best. Like, why does the meeting have to be more than 10 minutes?
And if you can get it done in just a few minutes, why have a meeting at all? Just like message me.
Oh, that's a good point.
Or just like wrap it up. You know, if the meeting does get done in a couple of minutes, we don't need to linger longer just to feel like the meeting was a meeting, you know?
Thank you. Yes.
I feel like there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we booked this conference room till 11:30, so we better just make sure we're there the entire time.
No need.
In the first 2 minutes, let's all go our separate ways. So, all right. Nobody won a JV Show Chug Mug. And like I said, that is 2 days in a row. Again, people very, very close this morning. People guessing a lot of work-related things like project, assignment, essay, you know, like all sorts of stuff. We were right there. We were dancing around it. But nobody guessed that pesky word, meeting.
Dang it. Thus,
no chuggeth muggeth will be giveth awayeth today.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone,
for
playing.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yep, 7:05.
Is tomorrow Friday?
Same time, yep.
Dude, if we don't give one away on a Friday, I'm going
to
be
pissed. We have to. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's get to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Rihanna.
And Marlene.
And Julian and Zoe.
Julian and Zoe. I knew there was more in the car. And?
That's it. That's
okay. We have to make sure. All right. Well, welcome everyone to the JV Show. You guys are on to play our Yup Nope game. Just tell them what they're playing for.
You are playing for 2 tickets for Madison Beer.
Think you guys know how this works. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Got to get 3 correct. If you can do that, the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Question number 1. If a tree is deciduous, it means what happens to its leaves during wintertime?
They get cold. Yeah, they do.
Okay. That's my little one. Oh my God. I don't know. Do they die? I don't know.
Yeah, they die and they fall off.
Oh my God.
And also, they probably get cold.
They're also cold.
Yeah,
yes.
It's wintertime. All right.
Yes, good job, Zoe.
Nice job. All right, question number 2. In a leap year, is there one extra day in the calendar year or one fewer?
In a leap year, one extra.
Yep.
There it is.
February has 29 days in the leap year. One extra day.
Question number 3. Rocky Balboa is an iconic boxing movie character played by what actor?
Oh, my God. Sylvester Stallone, is it?
Yep.
Yes! Oh, my God!
He's old now. All right, question number 4. You guys don't even need this one. You guys have aced this test so far. But question number 4, just for fun. If you have blended basil, parmesan, pine nuts, garlic, and olive oil, you've made what type of sauce?
A pesto?
Yep. Look at this family.
Wow,
yes, pesto sauce.
Congratulations. Yay. You just won 2 tickets to see Madison Beer.
Woo! Nice job.
Oh, my gosh. This is exciting. We always listen every day and try to get on.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
4 for 4.
You guys won. Yep. And I am just going to take a wild guess that you are dropping everyone off at school.
Yes, we are.
All right. So have a great day at school, guys. And thank you for playing. Hang on for that winning Grammy. Do we have some shout outs?
You know we do. Lots of moms and dads in my DMs. I got one here. It says, hi, can you wish Milo a very happy 2nd birthday? It was December 28th, but who really cares about birthdays between Christmas and New Year's? That's a good point.
Wow.
Love you, baby boy. That's from mom, dad, and big bro Finley. Yes. Happy belated birthday, Milo.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. I'd like to extend a birthday shout out to my wonderful wife, Jenny. I'm grateful to have her by my side as a loving mother and partner who is truly one of a kind. I'm looking forward to celebrating this special day with her. Love, Jaden, Audrey, Maddie, and Mark. Yes, happy birthday, Jenny.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that was a husband in my DMs. Another one here. Hi, Graham. Could you please give a birthday shout out to our sweet, loving cutie pie, Camila? It was her 5th birthday, and she loves it when you say,
who gives a fart?
Love from her mom, dad, and big bros, Kenny and Lucas. Yes, happy birthday, Camila.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Graham, I want to wish my daughter, Kaylina, a happy 6th birthday. We are proud of her and excited to celebrate her this weekend. We love her so much. Love always, mom, dad, and her 6 other siblings. That's a big family. Yes, happy birthday, Kaylina.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Good morning, JV Show. Barbecue dad sliding into your DMs. Ooh, that sounds
not
saucy.
Mad at that.
For a 3rd year in a row, he says. I wanted to wish my daughter, Azealia Catalia, a very happy 12th birthday. She's an amazing, smart, funny, and beautiful chiquita. As always, always keep being who you are and never change. Me, mom, and your sisters love you mucho, baby girl. Happy birthday. Love always, dad. Barbecue Dad, I should say. Barbecue Dad. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a
and
fart?
And one final one, Graham, can you give a birthday shout out to my little boy, Joe? He's turning the big six today. He is fun, energetic, and has the sweetest face. He's also turning into his dad's mini when it comes to knowing all the sports stats and yelling at the TV during big games. Have a great day, Joe. We love you so much. We're so lucky to have you in our lives. And that is from Mom Sophie. Yes, happy birthday there.
Happy birthday.
One important reminder about his birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Good point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh my goodness. The 2026 Oscar nominations were just announced this morning. And oh my God. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo were snubbed. Zero nominations for Wicked for Good.
That is shocking. I thought they'd get at least one courtesy one. Like, they won't win, but at least they can put them on the screen.
Wow.
And they'll be like arm in arm holding each other. Like, yeah. I hope you win. No, I hope you
not
win.
Even
no,
nominated.
I love you more. No, I love you more. And then they'd be like betting each other heavenly. And then they wouldn't win. And it would be somebody else. And then we'd look to their reaction and see if they were upset they'd win. But they would still be hugging each other. Like, it's okay. We didn't win.
Is it Wicked fatigue? Because last year, Wicked had 10 Oscar nominations, like the film. And it won two of those.
So, this year, because last year, I think, and like some of the ones that they won were for set design or costumes or something like that.
Yeah, it was.
This year, they didn't even get any of those.
No.
How's that possible?
Nothing. I don't know.
I think they used all the same stuff as the year, as the prior movies.
I think
movies,
people are just tired of it. It's just like overkill.
Wow.
I don't know.
So what not movie, the only one. What movie is like at the top, I guess?
I'm glad you asked that because of the movie Sinners.
I was about to say, that's why I was going.
I thought you were just making snake sounds. I don't know.
Yeah, Sinners.
Sinners made Oscar history by being nominated 16 times. Now, the previous record was for 14 nominations, and that was like a three-way tie between Titanic, La La Land, and All About Eve, and Sinners just blew right past that.
Whoa.
They have all the nominations. Obviously, Michael B. Jordan, nominated for his role in Sinners in the Best Actor category. Lots of other big names in that category, like Leo DiCaprio for One Battle After Another and Timothée Chalamet for Marty Supreme. Also worth noting, everybody's favorite movie, K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh.
Is nominated as well for two awards, Best Original Song, Best Animated Feature, which comes as no surprise that won in both those categories at the Golden Globes and the Critics' Choice Awards. So,
Cool.
Very, very cool.
Wow.
Travis Kelce's Instagram is being flooded with negative Taylor Swift comments. So in case you missed it, yesterday we talked about Taylor and Blake. Blake's deposition, if you don't know, has finally been unsealed, and we got to read some text messages between Blake and Taylor, and it was not good for Taylor, like, at all. We found out that she was not as innocent as she said she was between, you know, in all this controversy. She wasn't just some innocent bystander. She knew what Blake was trying to do by wanting to overtake the film It Ends With Us, and, you know, she knew that she was going to be backing up Blake. It seemed like Blake had asked her for some favors, and she agreed by saying, I'd do anything for you. She also called Justin Baldoni the B word in one of the messages.
Mm-hmm.
So after all this news comes out, Travis Kelce, who he actually is an innocent bystander, has nothing to do with any of this. Everybody,
he's catching strays now.
Everybody is flooding his comments, comment section with comments about Taylor Swift, telling him to run for the hills. He's better than all of this. How disappointing Taylor Swift is. Like, she's a mean girl. How can you be with somebody like that? Every single comment is about Taylor. I went to Taylor's Instagram. Her comments are disabled.
Across the board?
I went through the most recent. I went through at least five or six at the top of her grid. You can't see or leave a comment.
Do you think that's new, or is it just always like that?
I don't know, but people are just noticing it now.
Yeah.
I don't think it was always like that.
Yeah.
Very interesting timing.
Whoa.
What do you guys think about Taylor Swift? What do you think she's like behind the scenes?
I'm getting like really mean girl vibes.
Yeah, now I am too.
I think she has a streak of that.
Which is
she also seems really like a good person, though, at heart.
Yeah.
No, too. I know. All we hear about is her helping people and donating charity and her sick fan. Here's $100,000.
Well, you can still be mean and help people, I guess.
Yeah, I guess if it gets you good publicity to hide your mean streak.
Right.
Is that what all this is now?
Maybe.
Wow.
Don't know.
I'm disappointed. I'm actually really disappointed.
She's a guest on tomorrow's show. I'm going to play this back.
Perfect.
Kidding.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, according to local health officials, this cold and flu season is really flexing its muscles right now. There are now multiple viruses spreading and circulating throughout the Bay Area. We've talked a few times about the flu and how rampant it's been, and the super flu. They've been at very elevated levels for the past couple of months. Well, now respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, and human metapneumovirus just said hold our beers because they want to get in the mix as well. Wastewater samples from different parts of the Bay Area show that they are now circulating at high levels. Redwood City, Palo Alto showed peak levels last month. San Francisco showing high levels as well. Keep in mind that these viruses cause similar symptoms to the flu. So again, a lot of people sick right now thinking maybe you have the flu. It could be one of these other things. Not that it really matters. Stay home. Don't get the rest of us sick. Experts warning though that people who get one of these winter respiratory viruses, the fear is that you could get a second bacterial infection. That's could be really dangerous because your immune system is so beat up by the flu or whatever one of these other things that you've gotten, your defenses are down, mm-hmm. and then some bacterial infection right. says, hold my beer. They want to get in the mix, and then that could be a very serious infection.
Uh-oh.
So everybody just, I don't know, what do we tell people to do?
Stay home.
Stay home if you're sick. Wash
your
hands.
But nobody does.
Coughing to your elbow. I don't know.
Stand 6 feet away from people.
Have you guys largely dodged this season?
I
think we all need to knock on wood because my household has been pretty healthy.
No, my son was actually sick last week
over the weekend,
and I dodged it. I don't know how.
Or it's brewing.
Your body.
It must be all that ginger ale you're drinking.
Yeah. Having your ginger ale addiction. I came out of nowhere.
Hey, helped you out.
I like when you're like a kid and your like stomach didn't feel good. Grandma would be like, here, have some ginger ale.
For as me, if it was that's 7 gonna, Up. Here's some 7 Up.
Yeah, same thing. Like as if a soda is going to suddenly help you. You know what? Drink some soda. In your mind, it does. I don't think pouring a bunch of sugar on a flu virus actually does anything.
Because then it makes you burp. And then you somehow feel like that's helping.
Here's some ginger.
How is burping helping you have the flu?
Feeling a little air sick? Here's some ginger ale on our flight. Like what?
Wow.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Taylor Swift. I mentioned in today's Hottest Trending that people are noticing that she had her comments off. I saw somebody comment that on Travis Kelce's Instagram, one of his posts. So I went to go see for myself and I was like, oh my God, is it because of all of this drama of Blake Lively that just came out with their text messages being revealed?
Good morning, guys. Rachel calling from Santa Barbara. Go Gauchos.
Heard
you guys talking about the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, and how everyone's leaving comments on Travis Kelce's page about Taylor. And there was a talk about how Taylor's comments on her profile are disabled. That's not new, guys. That's been like that since forever. All right. Love you. Have a good day.
So, follow-up question. Why are her comments disabled? Do you think she'd want to hear from her fans if it wasn't about this?
Yeah, she's got too many fans. It's with too many opinions. She's over it.
But why do I feel like when she got engaged, I went to her page and saw comments on her?
You're right. You were allowed to comment on that. Or is it certain posts?
Maybe.
I don't know why I said it like that. Before we get to our new segment, Jess talking about kids when she hates them.
I love that segment.
Graham,
it's obviously satisfying. All right, you guys, listen up. If you have ever been told you look like Bad Bunny, now is your chance to shine. There's going to be a Bad Bunny look-alike contest held in the Mission District a week before the Super Bowl. It's going to be on Thursday, February 5th. And there's going to be a cash prize. Look, $100 cash prize, a Taco-licious gift card. You guys ever been to Taco-licious?
No.
I've been there many times. Love Taco-licious. There's a couple locations. It's pretty good stuff. And, of course, the bragging rights that you will get for being the person that looks the most like Bad Bunny. It's going to be held at the Taco-licious on Valencia Street. Starts at 5:30, so mark your calendars. On-site registration begins at 5, and then they're going to have bunch of Bad Bunny music and stuff playing all night there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But if you look like Bad Bunny, or anybody's ever told you that, or you personally think you look like Bad Bunny, now's your chance to catch the spotlight. And if anyone on this show has ever been told they look like Bad Bunny, it's Jess. So Selena, should we have Jess enter this competition?
Jess, will you enter
so
it?
Rude.
What do you mean so rude?
Oh, you don't think he's good looking?
He is, but you're saying I look like a guy.
Don't you kind of see it, Selena?
I do. I do. Like, all we gotta do is curl her hair a little bit.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, give me some curly hair.
Yeah.
Throw on a hat, some glasses.
We need a representative, a JV Show representative at this contest. This is a big deal.
I think our resident Spanish expert, Graham, who already has short hair should show up for
Jess. Will you actually enter it for funsies? Look,
if it was a Bad Bunny sing-alike competition,
sing-alike?
Yeah, because I sound exactly like
you
him.
You do. I'll give you that.
When
oh
I
my
sing
God,
and I can probably, you know, out-duel him in Spanish singing.
Right.
If it was that, sure.
That
Graham
so
Herbert
funny.
Would enter.
Jess,
but in this
enter.
Instance, Jess, we need you to enter the contest. I think you could win.
I'll say this. I'll consider it. When did you say this was? Next week? Oh, my God. Wait, no. It's 2 weeks.
February 5th.
Okay, exactly.
We're almost
2 weeks.
Here to the Super Bowl.
I know.
Just a couple weeks out. Crazy.
I know.
At
nervous.
What day do we have to start calling it the big game?
I think now.
We haven't gotten anything from the NFL saying don't, so. Super Bowl. Get up.
Whoa,
am I going to get
someone's
fired?
Brave.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's a fine right
yeah,
there.
There's one. We should start a fine jar for every time someone says you got to put a buck into it.
All right, time for our new segment.
Hey, no.
Jess talking about kids when she hates them.
I don't hate them, but you both are parents, and I want to know if there's an age where you feel okay, where you think you'll feel okay with hearing your kids cuss, if ever.
Ooh.
Like, is that going to be until they become an adult at 18?
Yeah, I don't think until adult, maybe like 16. And it depends on what context.
Okay.
Cussing at me? Because we're arguing? Absolutely not.
But if, cussing in general.
But I feel like there's certain words, like if you see like I don't think really consider this a curse word, but like if you like feel like, damn it, or something like that. I feel like that's okay, but I don't want my like 5-year-old saying that.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, right. There's certain words I think that I give a little more leeway to.
Okay. Graham?
I think we put, as a society, a little too much emphasis on bad words. That's a bad word. You shouldn't be able to say that. It's sort of manufactured. Like, does it really matter? But I think there are different words maybe I think differently about that you should be just walking around the house saying. Some would bother me a lot more than others. And then,
but you say it bothers you, like when your daughter's listening to like Taylor Swift and there's an F-bomb in there, mm-hmm. or, you know?
And that happens. It happens all the time. I don't acknowledge it, though. Like, cover your ears. I just, like, treat it like it's just any old word.
But if she was saying it, wouldn't bother you?
Well, I would say, please don't say that at school.
But at home?
If it's like, I don't want to eat this effing dinner, yeah, I think there's going to be a problem, you know?
Okay. What if, like, she stubs her toe and then she's like, oh, F word. Is that okay?
At what age, though?
That's what like, she's, you. At what age would you be
know.
Okay with it?
She's 6 years old right now, and I can't picture
so
that happening.
What
but maybe
age would that be okay?
It's got to be like...
14.
14?
Oh, wow.
If you really, like, if the toe stuff was really bad.
I feel like.
Yeah. I think I'm kind of even changing my answer. I wouldn't be okay with it until maybe like 17 or
I think
or
until
adults.
They're out of high school.
Yeah.
High school?
I would agree with that.
Can't, everybody swears in high
right,
school.
Right. Here's the thing. You can't control what your kids say. You have to just accept it that, you know, I know my daughter does at school with her friends, whatever. I hear her on the phone and I don't bother. I don't bother with it. But the thing is, it's more of like a respect thing. Like, you're not going to cuss around me. Whatever.
Right.
What you
yeah.
do with your friends, that's your business. And, you know, I'm not stupid. I know it happens. But you're not going to
totally.
Talk like that around me.
Right. I can see that. Because there was a study that said, or a survey, I should say, that U.S. parents are less uptight about hearing their kids swear. So 35% of moms and dads say that kids between 6 and 17, they're kind of okay with it. It just kind of depends on the situation. But 6 and 17.
Really? Wait, that's 6? That's yeah. really young. Are we
yeah.
cool with our 6-year-olds walking around cussing now?
No, I'm not.
I know. I am definitely
not. So there is an age
not.
In there somewhere. I don't know where it is yet. I'll let you know
wow.
when
Wait.
We get there.
Okay, so when did you guys start cussing?
I still don't cuss around my parents.
Okay, yeah, good point.
I very, very rarely ever say a swear word. But my parents don't really swear just in, like, even if I wasn't around as a kid. My parents were never big. Like, mm-hmm. I could probably count on 2 hands the number of times I've heard my parents say a swear word. Like,
right.
They just don't talk. They never really talk like that. I remember when I said my first swear word in front of my parents, I was in the 5th grade. And that was my swearing year at school. Like, I used to, the expletives used to just fly out of me. Maybe because I thought it was funny or whatever, but like, I said every bad word under the sun in 5th grade. And I only let it slip one time at home. And I've told this story, I'm sure, before, but. You know those fundraiser chocolate bars that have the almonds in them?
Yes.
And I took
the ones
them.
I make you buy every year?
Yes, that I buy for your
right.
daughter's softball league.
Yeah.
I bit into one of those at home and I was like, there are too many effing nuts in here. And I was like, oh my God, did I just say that out loud? And because I'm not a big fan of almonds and chocolate, you know, like apparently not. And I said that and oh man, I think I got my mouth washed out with soap. Never again. Never again.
Oh my God.
And you know what? There aren't too many effing nuts in there.
Would you have the same reaction if your son said that? Would you be upset?
If he said that.
When he washed his mouth out.
In the fifth grade, I'm not going to wash their mouths out with soap, but you'd get in trouble. Yeah.
I feel like it's hard as parents for you guys, I assume, not to laugh in a situation like that.
God, it's so hard because it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's so funny. But then you have, if the more you laugh, like if you react, they're going to keep on doing it.
Yeah. That's why, I've never reacted to any, like they come across a swear word or something, like I'm just like, and but if they've asked me about it, I'd be like, well, you don't, that's not polite to use that word, you know, at school or whatever. Not, it's not a polite word. But otherwise, like they hear it in music, I don't like oh, cover yours, because then they know. I'm just like, yeah. No reaction.
Yeah, my daughter's been saying, my daughter, she's three, she's been saying ass lately.
See?
And where did she hear it from?
I don't, me, dad, I don't know. But it's so funny.
And this is the same daughter that flips people off.
She stopped with the middle finger, but now she's moved on to just saying ass. So
okay, I don't know if that's progress or not.
It's not. It's backwards a little bit, but yeah. So apparently, American parents are fine with their kids cussing.
Looks like it. And you two seem to be sort of okay with it too.
No, not really. At least not me. We're going to kick off our meeting in the ladies' room coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. Thanks for hanging out with us. I am Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Jess, you were telling us how American parents, according to this new study, they're just like more okay with kids cussing these days.
Yeah, they're a little more lenient about it.
And that was ages 6 through 17.
6 through 17.
6.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jess. This is Hazel from San Francisco. My 18-year-old hated cussing his whole life. He didn't like when I cussed or anyone else cussed and didn't cuss in front of me until he's 16. My 6-year-old, on the other hand, picked up cussing at probably about 3. She knows to only cuss in front of family or in the house, almost to the point where if someone cusses at school, she says, you can't do that here. You have to cuss at home. And I think it's all just what the family is comfortable with and the kids.
Okay, but like, okay. So here's my thing, because my daughter, same thing.
Okay,
my son, he's pretty good. Like he knows not to say those words, and he won't even say it at home. My daughter says things at home. She knows it's bad because she'll tell on somebody else who's cussing, but she will also do it in public. And then I have other people looking at me crazy. Like what are you doing? What kind of parents are you? It just doesn't work with every kid,
right?
Talking about cussing, here's what I told my daughter. I told her that words are just words, but also some people are offended by them. And because of that, and she's too young to know the difference between who might be offended and who might not be offended. So I know she's going to swear someday, but she needs to wait until she gets older so that she has a better sense of who it's okay to swear around. That seems to be working so far.
Okay.
I think that's a good take.
And you both swear in front of your kids?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's happened, but I don't make a habit of it.
Right. Okay.
I do.
I mean, it's got to be something really.
Because they pick really up on upsetting. That. They pick up on that.
I don't throw swear words around like nonchalantly in front of them.
I do. they pick up on that.
Of course they do. They have ears.
Obviously. But I'm also trusting like. That they know, because those are grown-up words, and I teach them those are things that you just can't say.
Okay.
And I know 3's a little young, but I feel like my daughter, she'll get to the point where she knows she can't say them. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's always been like, that's how I raised my oldest, and I mean, she doesn't cuss, and didn't when she was little, at least not around me, because she knew they were just not appropriate for kids.
Yeah.
So, that's my method, and it's not working so far, but I'm going to stick to it.
All right.
We are going to kick off our meeting in the ladies' room next. There's this new viral 24-hour rule that I saw online that is supposedly
like... You have to wait that long to swim after eating now?
No, it's not with swimming, but it's supposedly a thing where it's helping to save some relationships. So I'm going to explain next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, this is Erin from Vacaville. I just wanted to wish my daughter, Victoria, the best 12th birthday ever. You are the highlight of my life. I love you so much. Everybody loves you. And I hope today's wonderful. All right. Have a good day.
Aww. Nice.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Great points. Mm-hmm.
jewelry.
So there's a new 24-hour rule that is reportedly saving relationships. And basically what this rule says is if you and your partner are going through something, whatever they did to upset you, you have to bring it up within that first 24 hours and like settle it to get over that, or just don't even bring it up at all.
Oh.
Do you guys agree with this?
I think so. But I don't know if I do it.
I don't think I do.
In principle, yeah. But I like to let things fester for 5 to 10 years and then bring them up.
Yeah. Well, you make me really mad. I like everything to build up for years first, and then I bring out everything all at once.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I am
Is that
more...
not healthy?
No.
Oh.
That is not healthy.
Dang.
A lot of people are like, can't do that within 24 hours because they feel like they need more time to process everything first. I'm more on that side. There's another rule that is like... don't bring anything up within 24 hours. Wait that initial 24 hours. If it still bothers you, then bring it up within that next 24 hours.
But what if we get it down to 18 hours? You know what I mean? I feel like there's something to both of these things.
Right.
Because I feel like sort of the statute of limitations does expire at some point, and that thing should have been addressed at that point. But also, I do think there is something to waiting, and then, yes, does that thing still bother me? But also having time to formulate your thoughts so you don't say something that you don't mean.
Yeah, you know, need to calm down
first. In the heat of the moment, exactly. You're going to say something hurtful that's going to make things spiral into something else.
And that's my thing. My biggest thing and the reason why I wait, and it's like the worst feeling ever because you want to say something so bad. But more often than not, waiting helps because then I realize it was me overreacting or it like wasn't that big of a deal. Like it would have led to, you know, an argument or something when it didn't need to because it's not even bothering me anymore.
But isn't that the not valuing your concerns and things the way that things make you feel in the moment? I totally get what you're saying.
Right. Mm-hmm. For me, I feel like it's just picking my battles. Like why, if I can avoid an unnecessary argument over something stupid, which is like a small thing, like why wouldn't I do that?
Yeah.
The problem that I stumble upon is that I feel like I can't hide it if something's bothering me.
Oh, yeah. It's all over my face.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But I'm not going to start
so
a fight over it.
So then if they're asking, then
poker,
I'm...
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
So then it's hard for me to hide it. So it's like, it's so obvious that something's wrong. So I guess I might as well just say it after they keep
And your man's like, what's wrong? You're like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Nothing's wrong.
That's fine. I'm fine. It's nothing. It's fine. But yeah. I can tell you're upset. It's fine.
And
whatever.
Then you say it, and then they're mad that you said something, and now you guys are like disagreeing on everything.
Jess
and then
is like setting her alarm clock for 24 hours later. Hang on. Let me set my clock here. I'll let you know about it. Just got to hang tight for a little bit. One day.
Yeah, you'll hear about it eventually.
Then you're all going to hear about it.
So that's the viral 24-hour rule. I don't really think it's something I would use, but there's a lot of couples that like swear by it and say that it's actually like saved them a lot of times. It's helping them. It's helping them communicate more.
Okay.
So, just in case y'all want to try that out, Grammy, it's not too often we let you into our meeting in the ladies' room, except for every Thursday. But sure, what do you have?
I wanted to get your ladies' thoughts on this proposal that this guy did. He was on a sort of a road trip vacation with his now fiance because she did say yes. And they went to a lot of different sort of adventure things. And one of them, he's like, oh, we got to stop by the Wildlife National Museum and Aquarium in Springfield, Missouri. He's like, we have to stop by there. And like, you know. Haley, the now fiance, she's all up for it. She's like, okay, cool. I thought maybe he like really wanted to go to this aquarium for some reason. When we got there, he had it all set up. They were going to do a dive. They let people from the public dive with the sharks there in their giant, you know, $1.5 million aquarium. You don't have to be a scuba diver or anything. They put on one of those like helmet things so you can breathe. Yeah. And you go in there with the sharks. And when they were down there, he had a couple of the other divers that are with the aquarium hold up the signs and say, will you marry me? And then she turned to him and their things, and he opened up a little case, and inside it had a shark tooth. He proposed with a shark tooth, you know, because they were swimming with the sharks. It's very
shark-themed.
He said later he's going to get her a regular engagement ring, but at the moment he proposed with a shark tooth. Any thoughts just on this proposal surprise thing first before I ask? I have a follow-up question.
Don't want the shark tooth. I could do without that.
Okay, but what about the... you know, going into the big aquarium tank. And
yeah,
then,
I think it's cute. I think that's cute.
So would you have done that? Your man's like, hey, we're going to go dive with the sharks
today. I'm not getting in.
Oh. Jess? Because it seems like you can't swim.
Right.
But he clearly knew that this is something she would be down to do. Like, right. Hopefully my man would know me that I'm not getting in that water.
Okay, and I'm glad you said you don't like the shark tooth. What could your man have proposed when he did his proposal? Because, Selena, you're married, and Jess, aside from a ring, what object could your man have proposed with that would have symbolized something you love? Like, ooh. You know, he, like, Selena, it could have been a ring.
Maybe a Funyun ring.
Yeah. Then that could have just, when your man proposed, if he opened that box and was like, will you marry me? It has to be an object that's not a ring. What would have been the key to your heart?
Can it be a kitty?
Like a live animal?
Oh my God, so cute.
I actually saw someone did a proposal like this recently. They put a ring on a kitty's little collar and then
the cat just ran off into the street, got hit by a car.
And then the woman got...
Why would you say that?
I'm just saying the proposal gone wrong.
No, the woman got a kitty and a ring.
Oh, she got a new...
That was so cute.
She got a cat.
How do you guys feel about the public proposals?
Like public? How public? Like in Times Square or...
Like, I mean, just like...
Like everyone's gathered at an aquarium to see a couple of idiots swimming with sharks.
Or at a like random park in San Diego.
Yeah. Overlooking the water. That's where Jess got engaged.
I used to think like public proposal was the only way to go. If you didn't get proposed to in public, like didn't even happen, like nobody saw. Right. You know what I mean? That's how I used to think. Now that matters so much less to me. I wouldn't care if it was just me and him. But we need at least one other person with the camera.
Right.
But that's
right.
It.
Oh, yeah. Mine was a private proposal and there was no camera
at all.
See, but don't you wish that someone would have captured that? It doesn't have to be out in public, you know, at a restaurant or anything like that.
Somebody else there awkwardly listening to me stumble over my words.
No,
I don't need that.
Or you set up a camera.
Right.
We took a picture together later that night when we went out. Like, we took a picture together.
Don't you think she would have wanted that footage to post on her
social media?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. You'd have to ask Kate. But I think, you know, we have a picture from the night we got engaged. Like, that's, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted everything.
I'd much rather the private proposal, though.
Really?
Did you like the public?
I liked the public because you kind of black out. You don't see anybody else other than your partner. So
everybody's pointing and laughing.
And it worked out because there wasn't that.
Why would they be laughing?
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
It worked out because there wasn't like that many people there. But I liked it. Yeah. It wasn't a big deal to me.
It's like, if you see a proposal happening in public, are you, and you just happen to be there, are you obligated to act like you care?
And then you have to clap at the end.
Yeah.
She said yes. Yay, stranger. Yay.
Would you record? Because I feel like in all the proposal videos, what you see is people on the sidelines, like, recording as well, getting their own videos.
As if you're going to want to go back and watch somebody else, some random other person's proposal. You don't need to record that. Clap at the end, move on.
Wow.
We sound so negative.
Well, you know.
But it's true. It's true. All right. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay. So we have more text messages between Blake Lively and Taylor Swift. Now, yesterday we talked about some messages where Taylor called Justin Baldoni the B word. And we found out that Taylor wasn't at all as innocent as she claimed to be in all this drama. She knew that Blake was getting ready to sue Justin and that Blake wanted her revised script to be used in the movie It Ends With Us. So Blake was asking Taylor to back her on that and Taylor agreed. We also learned that Blake had hit up other people in Hollywood to have her back, like Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. She obviously already had Ryan Reynolds in her corner. Well, listen to this, because there's another text thread that I just saw where Blake reaches out to Taylor. Now, this is still in December of 2024. So this is right before Blake was about to drop her lawsuit against Justin Baldoni. So Blake reaches out to Taylor to apologize for being a bad friend. And she went on about how things just didn't feel right between them. So she was like, are we okay? And Taylor responded with this long message, basically like, well, you're not wrong. Things have been weird. There's been a lot of the Justin stuff, but it's felt like I was reading a mass corporate email sent to 200 employees. You said the word we like 18 times, and it feels awful to be in any way critical, but I just kind of miss my funny, dark, normal speaking friend who talks to me as herself. So what we're getting from this exchange is that clearly there was a rift in their friendship before the lawsuit dropped, and everyone is saying that this shows that Blake was eager to get Taylor back in her corner so she would have the most support possible as she was about to unleash on Justin. Like, she needed her dragon to be her bestie by her side during this.
So it did cause a rift in their friendship, sort of.
Yeah.
Yes.
before the lawsuit even dropped.
Yes.
And now with Taylor being dragged into all this again, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only gotten worse since, right?
Yeah. Yep.
They've never been spotted together since this, right? Because you know how Taylor has her besties nights out.
No. There was talk maybe a few months ago that they had like squashed it and someone had extended an olive branch and they were like on talking terms. But now with this and the text messages getting out, I wouldn't be surprised if they're not friends all over again.
The feud is back on.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Speaking of feuds, Drake is still mad over Kendrick's Not Like Us.
Stop.
Like, at what point do you just get over
it?
Do you remember he filed that defamation lawsuit against Universal Music Group? It ended up getting dismissed. Mm-hmm. He and his team just filed to appeal the dismissal of the defamation suit. Just let it go away at this point. Just stop. Like, he's looking like the biggest crybaby ever.
Yeah, at some point, you got to just
drop it.
Cut your losses. How do you, like, not really made any big fuss about it. I think it just would have gone away. Would have gone away so much quicker. Yeah. He's the one that's dragged it out and put himself in the crosshairs.
He's not letting it go.
Even more. Yeah. It's only gotten worse.
Yeah. So that's the latest on that. Graham, what do you have?
Big hot dog news, you guys. The iconic Nathan's Famous hot dog company has just sold for $450 million. The buyer is packaged meat giant Smithfield Foods. Smithfield's been a major stakeholder in Nathan's hot dogs for a little over a decade, so this sale, not a huge surprise, but it does have a lot of people wondering if they will continue the Coney Island annual hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July. You guys, the company, they've already addressed that. And Smithfield says the event will continue as usual. This year's hot dog eating contest will be the 104th all time. A guy named Nathan Handworker opened the first Nathan's hot dog stand on Coney Island in 1916 with just a $300 loan in his little hot dog stand. And now it's selling for $450 million. I think the total value of the company is more than that because I think Smithfield already owned a bunch of shares in it. But $450 million. Oh.
Whoa.
This is your sign to have started a hot dog stand over 100 years ago, Selena.
Dang it. It's too late now is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's about 110 years too late.
Dang it.
Yeah, maybe next time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Priscilla from San Lorenzo. I have a question for Graham. Did you give any updates about the trailer at your house? Is it still there? What's going on with that? Please explain. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
Oh my God, is the trailer still there?
I am happy to report that yes, it is still there.
Wow.
And, I'm not happy to report that. A little bit of sarcasm. I love that Trailer Watch 2024 has become Trailer Watch 2025, which in turn has now become Trailer Watch 2026, because I think when that rusted out hunk of bolts first arrived on my property, it was late 2024, and then it stayed there for almost a year, 9 or 10 months. Then it was removed briefly by, again, a friend of mine asked if he could leave it there for one night, which turned into 9 months. And then recently he asked if he could leave it there for two nights, and that is now, I think we're coming up on 3 months here.
Oh,
I think when
gosh.
We hit February, it'll be 3 months there. I got a long text the other day saying, yeah, I'm on my way, I'll come get it, and I'll be there tomorrow.
And you knew better to believe it.
I'll be there tomorrow message, I don't know, maybe over this past couple months, maybe 6 or 7 times.
And that's getting kind of ridiculous. Yeah, it needs to be gone.
You know, my thing is just the ghosting that bugs me. It's just like, when I'm like, hey, good time to come get it right now, you know, and then I don't get a response. That's the part that bugs me. And then saying I'm going to be there or not, I'm used to that
right
by now.
So when are you going to put your foot down?
I don't have a foot to put down. It's too late. My feet have been amputated in this situation.
So
are
you fine if
wait.
It stays there forever? Like, are you just accepting it that it's part of your house now?
It's not going to stay there forever, but I've accepted that, you know, it is what it is, and it's going to be there. I'm hoping for not that much longer.
Hoping's not going to get you anywhere.
Hoping.
Put it on your vision board.
I still have been trying to convince my wife that we should renovate the thing. And
rent it out.
But she's not into that idea.
Yeah, you can rent. I'll rent it when I go to Bottle Rock.
See?
Yeah.
Have a little Airbnb situation, a little spot to stay, beautiful view. Yeah.
It'll be trashed after Selena uses it.
Excuse the hot Cheeto stains on the walls.
No.
That. No, I'll get the naked ones. I'll eat naked hot Cheetos.
You're going to be naked in there?
You're going to eat hot Cheetos naked?
That's against the rules, too.
Dang it.
Nope. Yep, I'm out.
Fine.
So. No good.
A couple things involving tech here. I saw this new study that, 41% of girls say they would skip a vacation if it meant, like, if there was no Wi-Fi. They're not going.
How is this new?
Would you guys go on vacation if there was no Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Yeah. If I'm going with somebody else, yeah. If I'm going by myself, no way.
Like your family?
Yeah. I'll skip it.
But why don't we just go somewhere with Wi-Fi?
That's also good.
How about put your phone away on vacation and just live in the moment?
But what if I
want to
use my phone? I want my phone.
I go to Herbert Camp every year. There's definitely no Wi-Fi there.
I wouldn't go.
There's any cell service. Yeah, Very limited cell service.
Not for me.
As long as I can take pictures. So if my phone works for just pictures,
it does.
I'm okay with that.
It does.
Mm.
It won't get backed up into the cloud, but you can still take pictures. That's all you really need.
So just take a camera. Would you just take a digital? Like you go? Would you go phoneless?
Who has
just
a camera?
Oh, I know. You can buy one at Radio Shack or something.
Radio Shack's still a thing?
No, it's not.
I think that we took a moment and said our goodbyes to them.
I got one on Amazon.
You have a digital camera?
You look like someone that would have a digital camera.
Right. Is it pink?
No, it's red.
Oh.
You guys, the younger generation is doing it, and I'm
we're going back analog. In. Well, it's digital because it's a digital camera.
But it's so much fun. Like, I'll take it when I go out with my friends, and we're just like, yeah.
You take it out in public?
Yes.
And then what do you do with the pictures?
I put them on my phone, and then I post them, obviously.
But why wouldn't you just use your phone?
Take them on your phone, then they'd already be on your phone.
Because my phone quality sucks. Like, iPhones don't really take great pictures.
They don't? I've been led to believe by all the billboards they take the world's greatest pictures of all time.
Yeah, I usually don't like to admit that iPhones are bad at anything because you have an Android gram, but they're not very good at taking pictures, and so...
Well, versus a camera, a camera's always going to be better.
And so it's just a tiny little camera.
But I'm not using a digital camera in public.
No.
Yeah, because you're a millennial.
Hey. We used to have to carry digital cameras out.
I was there when we had to carry them.
Yeah. And for guys, that was the worst. It was like you had a cell phone in one pocket, a digital camera in the other, keys, a wallet.
It was the worst. If you lost that camera and all your pictures are on it.
Yeah. Mine got stolen out of my luggage one time. Pictures gone.
At least that's what our parents told us.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. See, so now we're bringing them back and it's fun.
The other thing people are trying to bring back, the iPhone 4.
What?
I don't know why
there has been
a jump in people trying to get iPhone 4s. Because, you know, they want to go back to simpler times. And I get it. Plus, there's the nostalgia.
Is nostalgia.
Nostalgia alert.
Just for the 4? We're not nostalgic for the 1, 2, 3?
Buy iPhone 4. Just that term has increased 979% according to Google Trends. And iPhone 4s are now selling for thousands of dollars on resale sites.
But if there's anything I know about Apple products, they stopped making updates for them. So the Apple 4, does it even function? The Apple 4, the iPhone 4, does it even function anymore? Like, I have an old iMac, and they stopped making updates for it, and, like, it turned into a brick.
It's going to function the way it did back then. And that's why they're saying, like, hey, if you're going to get one of these older phones, and we understand why... But they're like, be careful, your data will be compromised the moment you turn it on. Because it's not going to have those same like safety walls and protections that like your iPhone 17 would have now. Because they stopped making it and updating those old phones.
Scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the nostalgia.
I'll stick to my iPhone 13.
You're still in the 13?
No wonder
it doesn't take good pictures.
Stop
updating your camera like 5 years ago.
I refuse to upgrade.
You're never going to get a new phone?
Not in the next couple years. I refuse. It's too expensive. For what?
A lot of times you just switch companies and they just give you a free one.
Or you make payments. You pay like $30 a month.
My brother pays my phone.
What?
Well, then they can buy you a new one. You don't even pay your phone bill?
Your brother pays your phone bill?
Yeah, it just somehow became that a lot of years ago, and then it just stayed that way. And
I thought you were supposed to be adulting. You come out to the Bay, you got your own apartment, you're living by yourself.
Your first place. I'm doing it all on my own.
If a big brother pays your phone bill, don't fix it.
Maybe he forgot.
Yeah. We should remind him.
Seriously.
No, he knows.
Okay.
What's his name? But just out of curiosity.
Javi.
And what do you do in return to thank him for it?
Sometimes I buy him things.
Sure.
Bike.
Sure.
Gifts.
Sure. Sure.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Sadie Sifu. Wanna creek? No regrets. Hey, look, Jess. I know this might not get played because you guys are gone already, but look, Jess, don't be embarrassed. Don't let them embarrass you. You're not the only one because my mommy pays for my phone. And look, it's not like I didn't try. She just refuses to take my moolah, all right? It's part of a plan, and it works. If it's not broke, do not fix it.
There we go.
All right. Have a happy Thursday.
That's
no
crazy.
Regrets. No, yeah. I would be less surprised if you said my mom still pays for our family plan, cell phone or whatever. I'm still going to roast you a little bit. Right. My eyebrows went up when we discovered that, when we learned that it's your brother that pays for your cell phone. I can't imagine paying for my sister's cell phone or my brother's cell phone. I'd be like,
they're adults.
What? You have a job.
Pay for your own phone.
Because it's a family plan. So I'm pretty sure somehow, I don't know why it landed on him, but he pays for mine. And I want to say my mom's is in there too. But again, because it's a family plan and it's been established for so long, like it's almost cheaper than everybody getting their own line.
I guess at this point, I had to start paying. Like, that was the first thing I had to start paying. But like,
really?
Yeah. Like when I was like 17.
See, growing up, like I helped my mom pay like rent and stuff like that. Like I'd give her money once I started working and stuff. But the phone was just always, I think, something that was kind of taken care of.
It's just like a package deal with everyone. I get it.
Good morning. This is for Jess. Jess, I agree with you when I was saying iPhones don't take good photos. You know, Androids, my friends with Androids have better quality photos. Mm-hmm. You know, why is it that iPhone has 3 cameras if they all suck? You know what it is? It's us, the user, who sucks. We don't know how to set the quality in the picture. If you know how to set the settings, then you would have amazing photos.
Wait.
There is something to that. There's people that are really good at taking pictures on iPhones or whatever, you know, Android, we can debate that all day long. But people that know, like, the right settings and stuff, I have friends like that, and we both take a picture of the same thing. Let's say it's a sunset or whatever. Their picture looks 10 million times better than mine. Mine, you can't even see this change of color. You know, I don't know what it is. There are people that are really good at taking pictures, right. And it's all in the settings.
Have you messed with your camera settings?
Not so much. I just wish that
nobody
they
got
made
time
it,
for
though.
That.
Right, I wish they made it a little easier, but it's just a bunch of random little symbols. Like, I don't know what to click. And
same.
Right.
By the time I figure it out, the thing that I want to take a picture of has already happened.
It's gone.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.